The Wanderer will begin after these short messages. Thank you for your support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode of The Wanderer was produced on the stolen lands of the Massachusetts, Miami, Menominee, Potawatomi, and Peoria peoples. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider joining us in making a donation to Land is Life, an Indigenous-led nonprofit working to support the rights, self-determination, and participation in policymaking of Indigenous people all around the world. You can make a donation today by visiting landislife.org/donate. Or by clicking on the link in the show notes. Thank you. The Wanderer is made possible by the generous support of all of our incredible patrons. We'd especially like to thank Marin Schroeder, Charles Gustine, Jeff Van Driesen, James Oliva, Kristen Tallis, Morgan Ainsley, thanks Mom and Dad, and Haley Casey. If you'd like to help support independent storytelling, and hear your name before each episode, visit patreon.com/pondersproductions and join us today. I don't think wandering is anything terribly exciting to look at. It probably just looks like a person walking through the woods. But when you experience it, when you're in it, it's like water flowing through a stream, certain of its course, swift, and unburdened by sudden obstacles. When I was just a boy, my grandfather taught me archery. He told me, an amateur appears to move fast. A master appears to move not at all. When the mind and body are moving as one, the time between decision and action becomes an ebb and flow, a kind of dance. Each step bears no hesitation because it is the step you have heard the forest sing to you. And you have committed to sing it back. Like harmonizing with a song you've never heard before, but knowing just which note comes next. The best singers, if not by memory, by intuition, seem to know the harmonies to every song. Mind and body working as one, appearing to move not at all. I've long since put down the bow, but I've held on to that lesson. The forest has been good to me these past couple days, given me plenty to eat, plenty to drink, warm fires, cool mornings. The melody has been rather lovely. But, of course, when the forest gives, the forest takes a clearing. If wandering is like singing, then this is the part where the forest bids me to sing a solo. She winks and whispers, "I'll meet you on the other side." I've been lucky up until now to avoid any clearings. But, of course, she would put one in front of me eventually. The problem is that in this meadow, the wander dissipates. Like the mist at the bottom of a waterfall that feeds into a big mountain lake. Somewhere on the other side is an outlet. A place where the wander picks up again. But even the most weathered boatswain would be hard-pressed to find this current. Nothing. Not even a whisper. Infinite paths ahead of me, and only one of them is right. No guidance. Nothing clear about a clearing. Guess I just have to choose. Choose and hope. Or
you could just give up. Better to give up than make the wrong choice.
Not here. Not now. I have no time for this. I suppose if any direction could be the right direction, then every direction is the right direction. All I can do is keep going and hope I catch the wanderer on the other side. I would never say it, never even dare think it anywhere near her, but it's kind of nice out here, away from the forest and the wander. It reminds me of Andrew, of the long walks we used to take. Never really a destination. Andrew would just take my hand, and I would go wherever he led. I don't think he knew where he was going either, but that's what's so beautiful about Andrew. His sense of freedom. An internal call that only he knows how to answer. That's the thing he is always best at. Me, on the other hand, my freedom is but to revel in his. When I was young, Ma and Pa would hitch up the wagon and take me and my sister on long rides out into the prairie to spot birds. They had all the books and knew when and where and by which water source the birds they meant to see would land. They tried to get me and Danny interested, but, well, you know how children are. Still, they're amazing, aren't they? A whole flock of prairie birds dancing this way and that, carried about by the wind. So many birds that as a child I thought it must be 1,000 or more, swaying in the sky, moving as one mass. Prairie birds, I always called them, on account of seeing them on the prairie. I'm sure Ma corrected me 6 times, but No name ever stuck, except the ones I gave them myself. Prairie birds.
The Wanderer will continue after these short messages.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Pa often used to tell me about the ancient scholars with their paradoxes and riddles. How you could never make it anywhere if you always had to get halfway first, and halfway again, and halfway again. How the flowing river exists only in concept, its actual contents always shifting, always new water depositing new sediment, carrying away the old. How, if the river never changed, the fish would get used to our lures and hooks, and we'd never catch another fish again, and then we'd all starve and die. Pa always had a way of making the big ideas into games, challenges, goading me on, ensnaring me in some truth I couldn't possibly think to be true, and couldn't possibly think to be otherwise. And I loved falling for them, loved to be tricked in this way. As I got older, it soon became apparent that there were only so many ancient paradoxes and riddles. But every time he took me fishing, every time he started off about how this river wasn't here the last time we were here, I'd listen and smile and let him tell it all the same. The first few times he told me about the river, I would pick up on something new about the tale. Then I started to pick up something new about me. Near the end, I was learning more about him from the parts he chose to tell and the parts he didn't. It was never the same story twice, and we were never the same people.
This way, my love.
Andrew? I found it. I found it. I'll be there soon.
The voice of the Wanderer is T.H. Ponders. The voice of Andrew is Adam Kudishat. The Wanderer is written and sound designed by T.H. Ponders. Produced by Jordan Stillman. Show art and design is by V. Silverman. Additional art by Olivia Lee. Transcripts and full credits for each episode are available at callofthewander.com. Ad sales and marketing support by Fable and Folly. If you're interested in advertising with us, please email contact@callofthewander.com. Our special thanks goes out to Sean Howard, Russ Moore, Christina Orlando, Elka Carl, Jeff Van Driesen, and Chad Ellis. If you'd like to help us make more episodes of The Wanderer and support independent storytelling, head on over to patreon.com/pondersproductions today. You'll get to hear each episode a week early, get bonus episodes and features, and when we reach 50 patrons, which we're really close to, we're going to create a patron-only Discord. You get all of that for as little as $1 a month. But trust us when we say that dollar isn't little to us. With that dollar, you're telling us, and the world, that you love The Wanderer and you support independent storytelling. Again, head over to patreon.com/pondersproductions to make a donation today. And don't forget to sign up for our mailing list. Not only will you never miss an episode again, but each month Ponders gives you a peek behind the curtains to explore the ideas, stories, and experiences that went into The Wanderer. You can sign up today at callofthewander.com/newsletter or check out the link in the show notes. We want to hear what's giving you hope right now. Head over to Apple Podcasts or Podchaser and leave a review. Tell us what gives you hope, and we may just read it out on the show. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart!
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods, being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet, you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
Oh, we could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next.